Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. Coda riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist Coda customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at coda.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Hello, humans. Welcome back or to the podcast that takes its silliness seriously, the professionally silly podcast where we shoot the shit and discuss a variety of awesome paranormal experiences, true crime stories, and some interesting random topics that I find online. It's your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones. What's up? That's me, by the way. And I hope that you guys had a great week, and I hope that your weekend is even better. Is this the world? My friends, is slowly starting to reopen. People are getting vaccinated. Well, some people are. All my exes are posting photos of their significant others and children, and they're happy as lies. Meanwhile, my cat threw up in my bed, my knees hurt, and I'm broke as fuck. So, I'm sorry, what were we talking about again? Shit. Yeah, so the world is reopening, and I am seeing all the Instagram posts and Facebook posts proving it. So that's what we're talking about there, which is cool. It's cool that the world is reopening. I'm excited about it. I am fully vaccinated as fuck. Okay, I still wear my mask when I go out, all right, because I'm not trying to get my parents sick or my family sick or hell, me sick. I don't want to be sick either. I don't want no COVID. And for those of you listening, just so you know, the COVID vaccination is not supposed to keep you from getting COVID. It's to help you fight the symptoms, you know, that COVID gives you. You know what I'm saying? Help you have a better chance at living. You know, condoms are only 99.9% effective. You know? So I'm just throwing that out there. So I have some fun news. Some really fun news to share with you guys. So, as I'm sure many of you have probably heard of Randonautica, the app. Okay, I did a podcast episode not too long ago about it, and it was back in July of 2020, so last year. It was called Interesting Randonautica Stories. So for those of you who don't know, Randonautica is an app that allows you to manifest things into reality. For instance, my very first Randonautica video that I did on my professionally silly YouTube channel. We have a channel, yes we do, but it's not at all like the podcast. Check that shit out. So on that channel, I set my intentions for the number 7. I was trying to manifest the number 7. Okay. I know it sounds crazy, but it's interesting. The app sent me location coordinates to an area that had something to do with the number 7, the street that it took me to. Okay. There were about 4 or 5 cars lined up on the side of the street, one after the other, like in a line in a row. And each of their license plates started with the number 7. It was wild. Okay? It was wild. I saw another Randonautica video not too long ago on YouTube or TikTok, one of the two. This dude was trying to manifest the colors. I think it was yellow and red. And it sent them to a location that had a deflated birthday balloon that said happy birthday, and it was in yellow and in red. It's some interesting shit, okay? And this was last year, I think. And so there was also a video where I set my attention for the word creepy. Actually, that was the same video that I did on my YouTube channel. And for the word creepy, and it led me to a haunted baby doll, which we did a paranormal investigation video on my Paranormal Blacktivity channel, spoiler alert, and the doll was haunted as fuck. Just want to let you know. That shit was talking to me. Okay. And I'll be sure to put the Randonautica playlist in the link in the show notes below. There are about 4 Randonautica videos there. And I'll also put the link for the creepy doll investigation video too, if you want to go ahead and check that out. So yeah. So anyways, the fun news would be that the creator of the Randonautica app featured part of one of my Randonautica videos in their live stream. And they said that they loved my energy, thought that I was funny and creative, and they shout out my YouTube channel to their viewers. So your girl got more viewers on our channel. I'm earning more subscribers, and it just feels flipping awesome, okay? That the creator of such a popular app that millions of people are using all over the world, the creator of that app is aware of who I am and enjoys my content. Like, hello? They follow me on Twitter. They slid into my DM earlier today. They got me with a big ass head right now. They're talking about maybe in the future there can be a sponsorship or an affiliation with them in my videos. Hopefully in the future, so that would be pretty fucking awesome. You know? They told me that I was entertaining and fun to watch. And then they gave me a 3-month pro Randonautica subscription so that I could, you know, enjoy myself and make some more videos. They like it so much that they gave me 3 months free subscription so that I can make them more videos because they like them. I mean, not just for them, but they also want to see them themselves, you know. It has made my day. Hell, my year, if I'm being awesome with you. Man, this, it probably doesn't seem like a big deal to you guys, but as a creator, especially in a world of billions of creators, okay, I am Black, female, and LGBT. I am 3 genres of people that a lot of people wish I was dead, if I'm being completely honest with you, okay? And LGBT and Black creators, you know, we sometimes get forgotten about. You know, they're not advertised as much. It was kind of hard to grow, you know, on this platform, on any of these platforms. I'm not going to lie, it can be. But right now, I'm feeling inspired. I'm feeling just, you know, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. And it's just nice that my little YouTube channel is being suggested to other people by other creators, you know, because I'm a small creator, you know. And I'm constantly letting people know what my projects are and what I'm doing and where people can find me. Because if I don't shout out myself, who else will? And I think that's something that all of you need to take into consideration if you're making your own podcast. If you got a YouTube or TikTok or you're a musician or what have you, an artist, you know, you got to shout yourself out. You have to let people know what you're doing and never give up. Because had I not posted, you know, that Randonautica video, they would have never seen it, you know, and I would not be as inspired and as excited as I am now, you know, and the creators of Randonautica, they realized I was here. So anyway, shout out to Josh Langfelder. I hope I said his name correctly. I feel like I did. The creator and CEO of Randonautica for acknowledging my small channel and the work that I put into it. I feel fucking inspired. I do. Inspired. You know, I'm just out here trying to chase the dream. In between my YouTube channels and here on my podcast, I stay busy doing the best I can to entertain as many wonderful humans as I can. And with all the negativity and bullshit that's happening in the world, you know, that's being thrown in our faces almost every goddamn day, you know, I try to do my best to take your mind off all of that. Even if it's just for an hour, you know, it's also something that helps me being able to make other people smile and laugh or think or what have you, something positive. It makes me feel good too. So it's a win-win. Okay. It's a win-win. So to those of you subscribe to this podcast, to those of you subscribe to both my YouTube channels and those of you follow me on all my social media platforms and checking out my stand-up comedies and all that good stuff, I wholeheartedly appreciate your support, okay? And I certainly hope that I can continue creating content and one day, maybe even being paid for it. Who knows? Okay, anyway, so on with the episode today. We got all fluffy today, my bad. Last week, we talked about the Spider-Man of Denver, the man who lived in someone's attic for months, and the owner had no idea, no clue. It was a creepy episode, and shout out to my friend Lee for joining us as my guest host last week. I love dragging my friends into my podcast. I really love that. And if you haven't heard that episode yet, make sure you check it out. We did it last week. It's still up there, and it was interesting. Today, we are going to have a more lighthearted topic this week, but don't worry. It will be a professionally silly podcast episode, so we're going to have some fun. So we're going to talk about blind dates gone wrong stories. Now, I, for one, have been single for centuries, okay? My cousin has been trying to convince me to go on a speed date type situation, but that kind of freaks me out because I don't have the same confidence that I used to have. You know, in all realness, like many of you, I've been battling depression for a few years. And I've gained some weight. Okay, I'm not a fan of who I've become. So dating is terrifying to me, even if it's only for like 5 minutes apiece. But today, which I'm working on it, by the way. But today, we will talk about those who took the courageous steps and actually accepted a blind date and took a chance. They may have not worked out, but it gave us a great podcast episode. So thank you for your failures. but before we jump into all that, I want to remind you guys, if you have any fun, scary, embarrassing, creepy, funny stories or experiences that you want to share, whether it was yours or someone you know, send them in. Email them to me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. I talk about a lot of dope-ass topics here, so plenty of things to choose from. Just go ahead and scroll through the topics of the podcast, you know, just the titles of them, and send me those stories too. We can always do part twos, part threes. I like to have fun with you guys, all right? So if you want to join in on the silly or if you have any topic ideas, email me. Check out the Twitter and Instagram page for the podcast. They are both called at It's Pro Silly. That's what they're called there. And I'll make sure that all that information is down below in the show notes. And, you know, don't be afraid to, you know, to slide your girl a 5-star and written review on Apple Podcasts or whatever podcast platform you're using. You know, it's important to help a small creator such as myself grow. So if you could give me a 5-star review and a written review on any of those platforms, I must appreciate it, especially Apple Podcasts, because those motherfuckers own the podcast world. What they think matters. All right, let's go in here and get to this story. What a lovely sound, because it's literally the sound that every one of these relationships that I'm about to discuss with you, that's the sound that happened at the end of them. There's no way. And I wouldn't really call them relationships because they were blind dates. So, all right, whatever, dude. I just like that sound. So, but it's almost impossible to have blind dates these days. And this is my assumption because social media, you know, people post about their lives. They make videos and there's photos. And you almost get a summary of who they are, kind of. You know, people don't post everything on social media. And then there's those crazy bitches that do, you know, but unless you're being catfished and the photo just wasn't them, and that's definitely happened many, many times. But unless that, social media gives you a pretty much clear summary of who people are. Okay, so anyway, let's get into our first blind date of the episode. So this is coming from insider.com. I legit just realized that's the name. The name of this entire website is like a complete that's what she said. Like, think about it. Insider. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm childish as fuck. Shit, man. This might be why I'm alone. Okay, moving on. It reads. I don't know how, you know? Anyways, it reads. I got set up with the daughter of one of my parents' friends. And I wasn't really looking forward to it, but I was on my break from college and she apparently went to a school not far from me. So it wasn't like a lost cause summer romance type thing. Okay. They showed me pictures and said nice things about her. I picked her up from her parents' place. We were both home for the summer and was a little surprised by how pretty she was. The pictures had been from when she was in high school and didn't do her justice. The date was dinner and a movie. Dinner went pretty well, and we had a lot in common. She was very grounded and down to earth, cared about the environment, and if I had a type, she was it. So, as we're walking to the movie theater, I slipped my arm around her waist. She pushed me away and got all serious. "I'm really sorry because you seem like a really nice guy, but I'm a lesbian. I just went out with you to make my parents happy." Sitting through the Chronicles of Narnia with her was the most awkward 2 hours of my life. Holy shit. Maybe that's why they only had photos of her when she was in high school. Because in high school, she was probably still like in the closet probably because she was still living at home and shit. But when you go to college, you get a chance to just chill, figure out who you are, express who you are, you know, try to be your own person, which makes a lot of sense. Oh my God. And so insider.com got that from Reddit. And that's coming from Alexander Wells. Thank you for your your interesting story. I love Reddit. It's like one of my favorite like late night sites to scroll through before bed. I can honestly say, though, I've never been set up on a date by my parents or their friends. Well, except for my prom, my singer prom, which I'm still low-key annoyed about to this day. Okay, let me tell you real quick what happened. Antidote. So, my Aunt Juanita asked my mom if I had a date to my senior prom, and to which my mom responded, no, which was the truth. I didn't. But I was also in the closet at the time, and this was a time... Oh, happy Pride Month, bitches! Ow! Okay, so this was... I was in the closet at the time. Okay, so this was a time when it was frowned upon for same-sex couples to go to prom together. Okay, they actually said that a few times at some schools, you know. Not that I had anyone in my life at that time either, but shit, it would have been nice. You know, anywho, my Aunt Juanita decides to send her son, who is one of my older cousins, as my prom date. So Cameron drives down from Tennessee to Georgia, because that's where my Aunt Juanita and their family live at, and, you know, to be his little cousin's date. And Cameron's a couple years older than me. Okay, we aren't close cousins at this point. Still aren't, because Cameron's an asshole. And it was awkward as fuck. And I didn't have a good time. I didn't. My classmates enjoyed finally seeing me in a dress, but that was about it. I didn't go to an after party. I didn't get to make out with anyone, which was fine. Because, you know, the girls at my school were, ugh. Okay, that's a lie. I love them all. But they're all straight. Fuck. You know, and he didn't even pretend to have a good time, which, to be honest with you, I wish my mom would have taken up for me and told Cameron to keep his ass at home in Tennessee, honestly, to this day. But I think she thought that she was helping. I don't know, some weird way of helping your kid. God bless her. So yeah, my lesbian ass went to the prom with my cousin and it sucked. So I guess I completely understand being set up on a date with a guy as a lesbian, you know. However, this was like a pity date that I got, which I'm fine with because it was my cousin. But, you know, I feel like mine was worse because it was my prom night and it was my cousin. So my story is worse than hers. And the reason that he thought that they hit it off so much on their blind date was probably because they realized how much they had in common. And to be honest with you, most lesbians have a lot in common with men. Stereotypical ones, anyway. Which is one of the reasons why some of my best friends are guys. They're men. They are, I'm being honest with you. I did exactly what this woman did on her date. Went on it to make my mom happy. Okay, but at least they got to see a bomb-ass movie because The Chronicle of Narnia was amazing as fuck, and I'll fight anybody in the face who says otherwise. It's whatever. So, now this is for all of my parents out there who are listening to this episode. Please don't set your children up on blind dates without their unwavering consent. And when I say that, I mean, you know when your kids are just saying yes to make you happy. You fucking know. Don't take advantage of us. It's rude. You know? And if you bring it up and they give you a funny look on their face or they don't answer right away, chances are they don't want to do it. And they're hoping that you see this. And you'll be like, oh, never mind. You know? Or sometimes they don't know how to tell you. And as a child of a parent, which I guess we all are, as a child of a parent, I can tell you, sometimes we have a problem saying no to our parents because we want to make them happy. We want to please them, even if it makes us miserable, usually, you know? But we can say no every now and then, guys. Just try saying no. You might be surprised on how well that goes. Seriously. All right. Next story. Okay, yeah, so she was gay. Let's go into the next podcast episode. Happy Pride! Ow! Okay, so, by the way, guys, it is my birthday month, okay? June 19th. Juneteenth, okay? That's my birthday time. All right, in the birthday month, I'm taking the entire month to celebrate me. My cat just scared the shit out of me because her fur lightly touched my ankle and I thought it was a spider and I was about to lose my fucking mind. Okay. So yeah, Juneteenth is my birthday month. You know what I'm saying? That's also a very important holiday. So this entire month is about yours truly. Hi. Moving on. So the next story is interesting. We're still insider.com. Still insider. We have another online hookup. Feels so normal nowadays to meet people online, if I'm being honest with you. I mean, some people even do online therapy. You know, everything is online, so why not love too? But in this episode, okay, we ain't talking about love, bitches. It's all about shitty blind dates. And that shit is easy to find online. So it reads, I met a girl online and we talked maybe 3 times over a course of a couple of weeks. Then one night out of the blue, she texts and asks if she can come over with a bottle of wine. I say sure, since she seemed pretty cool. She turns up half an hour later with an open bottle of wine that she has emptied half of already. She finishes off that within 10 minutes, and I open another bottle, which was gone in another half an hour. She passes out in my bed, waking up occasionally trying to kiss me. Then she pees in my bed and doesn't wake up for 3 hours. I played PlayStation. That's coming from Redditor Instrument. Oh, wow. So she got drunk, wanted some company, and gave him a call, then came with an opened bottle of wine, already half in the bag. She's already half in the bag, guys. Okay, this is just, for the first time she's meeting someone that she's been chatting with online, she comes fucked up. Then she drinks all of his booze, falls asleep, then pees in his bed? What? I just don't have words for whatever that is. I don't understand. I would have been furious if that were me. Like, if that was my bed. Oh my God. Oh my God. The fury. This poor guy. Wow. Listen, I'm going to go ahead and give you guys an early PSA here, okay? Please don't pee in people's beds. Don't do that. Also, for my true crime lovers out there, don't show up to meet a guy at his house already half in the bag. You need to know where the exits are in case he's a serial killer. And same for dudes, because there's some crazy bitches out there. So just, listen, professionally silly life rules, guys. Don't get murdered. It's like rule number one. Don't do that. I wonder if they like got married later. I mean, like, what if that's one of those stories where it's just he just tells a funny story of how they met? The first night I met her, she peed in my bed. So, I mean, oh, that's an unforgettable when we first met story, you know? All right, so our next story is interesting. This date was a disaster in every way, shape, and form. This chick, she lost her mind completely. She literally lied about everything. So shout out to people.com for this lovely memory that we're all about to share together. It reads, I chatted up a girl online for about a week or so, and things went pretty well, so we decided to meet up. Let's just say her photo didn't match her appearance. Her excuse was that she had a crazy ex that was stalking her, so she used her sister's photo and name. Her name. She lied about her name. I'm reading verbatim what he's saying, and all that was in caps. So, anyway, come to find out that she was an only child. She didn't catch her slip up, but I sure did. So this bitch lied, saying that she used her sister's, picture and name, but he found out later that she's an only child, so she's lying about that too. Then the food came. Okay, the waitress may as well have brought it out in a trough, as this woman didn't even use her utensils. Did I mention we were at a steak restaurant? That's right, folks. She picked up her steak and ate it with her hands. What the fuck? Let's not even get into the potatoes. I couldn't eat my meal. Why did I say potatoes are hard? Potatoes. Like, I just wanted you to know that the T's were pronunciated. Okay. Over myself. So, where was I? Okay. So, let's not even get into the potatoes. And I wasn't just going to get food. Wait, hold on. I misread that. I told her that I wasn't feeling well and that I wasn't just going to get my, that I was just going to get my food in a box to go and I eat it later if I felt better. I must have fucked up that sentence somehow. Her response was, would you mind if I ate it? So he was like, listen, I'm just not feeling too good. I'm gonna box up my food to go. I'm gonna eat it later. And she responded, would you mind if I ate it? I can't. He goes on to say, you would think it's the... You would think that this person hadn't eaten in a week, as she proceeded to devour my dinner as well. She ate both steaks, both sets of mashed potatoes, all the bread, everything. The waitress comes over and says, goodness, when is your due date? So she says that she is due in 2 months. What the fuck? First off, I couldn't believe the waitress asked, but then I was floored at the girl's response. After I paid for dinner, I'm trying not to cry. Oh, God. It goes on to say, after I paid for dinner, I kindly said, it was nice to meet you. Got in my car, went to the bar, and she followed me. She followed me to the bar, and when I got out of my car, proceeded to berate me over how over why I was going out instead of going home, and now she's calling me a liar in the parking lot of the bar that I frequent, and my work buddies are just starting to roll in. I never heard the end of it from them, and I said to hell with this crap, got in my car and drove the hell home. Oh my God. Y'all have to understand that I researched this like earlier this week and haven't looked at it since. Okay. So I felt like I was reading it for the first time, honestly. First of all, this bitch lied about everything. First homegirl lied about her name. Like I can see if you had a stalker and you used someone else's face and but kept your name. You know what? No, I can't. I tried to give her something there, but listen, bitches, stop catfishing people, please. Don't stop doing that. If you actually have a stalker, then they probably already know what your sister looks like anyway, so that's not going to be helpful. They can't find you. They're going to go for your friends and your siblings. They're going to find you, so don't do that. And they wouldn't be very good at their job if they didn't know who your siblings were. I'm just saying, you can't be a stalker and not have your information. Shit. So she ate her steak with her hands, which is weird as fuck to do. on a date or at any time, honestly. Even when I'm at home by myself, I use a fork and a knife on a steak. I don't know why. I guess I could pick it up, but it gets all in your teeth and shit. I don't have time for that. So, but, okay. But to go the extra mile and devour your date's steak as well, his entire dinner with your hands, ate all the food, the rolls, everything. That's just a lot. Like, he didn't even mention drinks. Did she get water? Was there, like, a free refill situation? Did she get, like, what was going on there? I need to know. And that's a lot. And then he finds out that she's pregnant. I mean, a lot is happening during this date. I get not wanting to tell your date right away that you're pregnant. I get that. Okay, but maybe let your date know before the waitress is all I'm saying. Before the server, you know? I mean, he did feed you and the baby. I feel like he has a right to know. Like, not only does she lie about everything, she had the creepy audacity to follow him after the date and then embarrass him in public at his favorite bar, his spot. Dude, you just know everybody automatically assumed that it was his baby or that he was cheating on her or something else that's like Lifetime Channel related. I don't know. But that's a horrible evening. Damn, I think this might be the worst one. Holy shit. Oh my gosh. I loathe liars. It's like I just hate liars so much. I kind of low-key wanted to punch that broad in the face for him. What a psycho. Okay, so this next one is interesting. There, this is another story that teaches the power of the word no. Wait until you hear this. Okay, it reads, an older woman I used to work with decided to set me up with her son. He asked if I'd like to come over for dinner. That is not normally something I would agree to, but I did since I knew his mom, you know. Turned out, he still lived at home with her. While I was planning my exit strategy, she got up and asked, would you two like some privacy for coitus? Did I say that right? Is it coyotus? Coitus? It means sex. You want to do it? I thanked them for a lovely meal and made up a lie about how I had to leave. I never felt comfortable around her at work again. Signed, Butt Muffin. That's the person's username that shared this with us. First of all, see, I don't know if I could date a coworker's family member. That shit could be messy if it doesn't work out. I feel like mom could have given her a heads up that they lived in the same house, or at least he could have mentioned it when he invited her over. Come on, man. Come on. Their mom asked them if they wanted privacy to get it on. To do the horizontal tango. What? No, bitch. I'm not a whore, okay? And I have no plans to bang your son in your home, then see you at work on Monday. Hard pass. Also, don't forget Brenda's birthday's on Tuesday. You haven't signed the card yet. Oh, where the hell are my keys? I gotta go. This Norman Bates-ass family. What the fuck? And she probably doesn't even realize it, but she probably saved herself from being serial killed by leaving. I'm just getting those let me set up this bitch for my son to murder type vibes. Thank you, BuzzFeed.com, for that, Jim. Good God. Okay, I am comfortable talking to my mom about sex if I'm, like, joking, but to talk to her about details, what I like, what I can't do that. I don't have that. I still feel awkward when I'm watching a movie and a sex scene comes out. I magically have to go to the bathroom or get something to drink, even now, to this day. So the fact that she's like, would you like some privacy so you guys can do it? No, no, that's, ugh, I don't like it, negative, negative. So Let's get to this next story. Thank you, fascinate.com, for this next one. It's a short one, but it's still a good one. it reads, I went out with this girl 4 or 5 times, but this was the first time I picked her up from her house. When I went to drop her off, there was an extra car in the driveway. I said that she had never mentioned having a roommate and asked when she was going to introduce me. That's when I learned the chilling truth. She responded, oh no, that's my husband's car. The fuck? that sucks. Like, that's not fair. Homie has been out with her like 4 or 5 times, which he clearly likes her. Oh no, that's my husband's car. What the fuck does that even mean? Forget the fact that she didn't tell him that she had a roommate, but she didn't tell him she had a whole ass husband. Like, they pay taxes together and shit. Like, oh my god, I would have been so annoyed. No. Oh no, that's my husband's car. Bitch, did you feel like you should have told me that? Guys, this is why before people date, you need to hire a private eye to figure out what the fuck is going on. Because people are going to lie to you. Oh my god, this is why I'm single. I'm understanding now. Because I'm paranoid as shit. Everybody's a serial killer and everybody's lying. Those are my opinions. Of why I'm single. I legit believe that about everybody who is single. Oh, you're a liar. You're going to serial kill me. I need a therapist, I think. Okay, so we've come to our last story here. And I didn't see this coming at all, honestly. I've never even heard of something like this ever happening. This is just ridiculous. So we got Insider again. I hate myself for that. Insider.com again. And it reads, I got set up to meet somebody off the internet who lived about an hour away. He was supposed to pick me up at noon. At 12:30, he calls and tells me he's lost. He thinks he knows where I am, so I should just hang tight. What followed was 6 hours of getting a phone call every hour where I offered to come and find him, and he said, nope, a real man doesn't accept handouts like that. Finally, at nearly 7 p.m., he says, I think I'll stop at another gas station and get more directions. And I just cut him off right there. No, sorry, no. Go home. This isn't going to work. I'm pissed off and frustrated with you. Just go home. And then he responds, but aren't you going to give me a chance? And she responds, go home. And then he called me a bitch. Of course he did. Oh my god. If I had 25 cents for every time a man called me a bitch. Oh wow. I would be doing very well financially. I would. Can you imagine waiting 6 hours for a blind date? Someone you haven't even met yet. There's no way. There's no way he's good in bed. How can he be? How? He can't find his way around a female body if he, you know, can't even find his date. I honestly don't blame her for being annoyed. Can you imagine being married to someone like that? Helping him find his way is a handout? A real man doesn't accept handouts like that. What kind of stupid shit is that? Then called her a bitch. Like, he's a prize. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. What kind of, I don't understand. Like, if that's what's out there, maybe I should be counting my lucky stars and I'm alone, because that shit is ridiculous. And I've never heard of that. That's new for me. Holy balls. Well, I don't think that they're going to have a relationship anytime in the future. So that's a fail. Well, this was a fun episode. blind dates can definitely be challenging. But these stories took the cake. I gotta tell you, wow. Listen, if you learn anything from this podcast episode, it's, and I feel like I have to stress this again, don't pee in other people's beds. It's rude and it's gross as fuck. Okay, and again, don't meet up at people's houses for the first time. Don't go to their turf drunk as shit when you're just meeting them. Just don't do that. You will be serial killed, most likely. Professionally silly life rules, people. Listen, if you enjoyed this episode, please let me know on the podcast Twitter at It's Pro Silly or in the Professionally Silly Pod group on Facebook. I love hearing from you guys and your feedback. It makes my day. It really does. And if you amazing humans would like to join in on the silly and you have any stories that you want to share, whether it's embarrassing, paranormal, funny, scary, creepy, what have you, okay, just go ahead and email me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. All right, you can also leave me a message on the Anchor app or my Google Voice number, 805-664-1828. Leave me a voicemail or a text message and I'll put you in the podcast unless you guys say otherwise. I would love to hear from you. Also, I want to thank you guys for your support and you guys coming back to hang out with me every week. What? It's awesome. It's the most awesome thing. And if this is your first time listening, I hope that you decide to come back and join me every Friday as we get professionally silly. Now, don't forget to support this podcast, guys, by leaving reviews on whichever podcast directory that you're using, especially Apple Podcasts /iTunes, if you've got that. This is super important for the show. If you have an iPhone or an iPad and you're listening through that or just an iTunes account, do your girl a favor and leave a 5-star and written review. It would be awesome. Because this is really the only way to really help my podcast grow. Okay, so I need you guys to help me find some success out there in this hard-ass world that I'm working in. You know, leave a 5-star and written review on there. That way, your girl can be, suggested to other listeners, which is super, super important. And it helps the Professionally Silly podcast grow. So that'd be awesome. Do that. And if you enjoy the Professionally Silly podcast and you want to help out, you can now support my silly content by making monthly donations, y'all. This will be very helpful in making the Professionally Silly podcast even better and help keep the silly moving forward. You can now make monthly contributions as low as $9.99 a month. I mean, that's pretty low. I meant to say 99 cents a month, but that came out first. 99 cents a month, $9.99 a month, as well as $4.99 a month. So you got three options there right here on the Anchor app. And if you have commitment issues, I do have PayPal, www.paypal.me/AmberSmilesJones. Help me keep the silly flowing. Check out the show notes for more bonus information, like my social media stuff, my YouTube channels, I would say podcasts, which are already here. Check those out. They're awesome. All my personal and podcast social media stuff is down there. If you've, you can also follow this podcast on Twitter and Instagram at It's Pro Silly. That's where we be at. You know, I posted some stuff pertaining to this episode pretty often, so you don't want to miss that. There's also the Facebook group page that's called the Professionally Silly Pod Group, and I've noticed that we've got some new followers in there, some new group members. What's up, group members? Hey, hey, y'all! I think we're at over 70 group members now, so we're growing slowly but surely, but we are growing. You know, share your opinions of my older and or newer episodes. On the Professionally Silly podcast group, you can go ahead and post some true crime, paranormal memes, just some fun stuff. No highly religious or political stuff unless it's hilarious. Just have some fun. Religical. That's pretty much what it is these days, right? Like, church and state have somehow come together. Oh, they're supposed to be separate. Anyway, join the podcast group on Facebook. And also, guys, I've got a P.O. box where you can snail mail me if you like. Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. Box 533, Lovejoy, Georgia, 30250. That's down below in the show notes as well. Once again, I'll be sure to post those Randonautica links down below the Randonautica playlist on my YouTube channel. There's about 4 videos there. Enjoy that. Shout out to Randonautica, you know, for inspiring this young lad. Thanks for inspiring me to keep it going. It feels good. All right. Once again, guys, I'm your Audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones. And thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station here on Anchor FM, where I take my silliness seriously. Stay silly, loves. Bye.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. Coda riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist Coda customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at coda.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast12. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast12. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.